The next patient is Josephine Turner. The last name is T-U-R-N-E-R. This is a clinical case of a 76-year-old African-American female that is a patient of Dr. Lim, L-I-M, that has been referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 4. This patient has a lengthy history of arterial hypertension. Whether or not this arterial hypertension has been under control in the past is unknown. Today, this blood pressure is 127 over 54, and the patient has been treated with carvedilol 25 milligrams POBID and valsartan 80 milligrams on a daily basis. The patient was taken off amlodipine because of the swelling in the lower extremities. However, the swelling has persisted despite the fact that the amlodipine was taken away from the prescription. Period. The patient has been diagnosed with Barrett's esophagus and has been taking PPIs for a lengthy period of time. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis and we don't have quantification of the protein, selective and non-selective, in the urine. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup in order to get better situated. By reviewing the chart at Advent Health, in 2020, the patient had a retroperitoneal ultrasound that was completely normal. Taking into consideration the deterioration of the kidney function, we are going to repeat that ultrasound of the kidneys, period. A cardiac catheterization was done by Dr. Jones in 2020, and there was no evidence of significant coronary artery disease. There was no evidence of cardiac rhythm alterations at that time, period. In one of the reports, the ejection fraction was 80%, which is most likely associated to LVH, if any. Period. In any event, we are going to order the basic laboratory workup. I am going to consider a rearrangement of the blood pressure medications. I'm going to use the combination of benazepril with the amlodipine 520 every 12 hours, and the patient was given instructions to skip the administration of this medication if the systolic blood pressure is below 110. Period. At that time, I will discontinue the hydralazine. Period. Furosemide is going to be given 40 milligrams every other day with a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, a plant-based diet, and the low-sodium diet. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism. She has been taking levothyroxine and leothyronine, which is T3. The patient underwent thyroidectomy that was done by Dr. Sharma a couple of years ago. Sharma is S-H-A-R-M-A. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is going to be reevaluated. Following number, the patient has alterations in the cardiac rhythm. She continued with the same medications that has been ordered by the cardiologist. Following lumbar varus esophagus, the main problem is the toxicity of pantoprazole, and for that reason, at this point, I am going to take the liberty to switch her to famotidine, and she's going to see the gastroenterologist in a short period of time, and we are going to ask if the need for PPIs is necessary, period, for the time being. Review of the pathology has been done to see if there is metaplasia in the epithelium. Following number osteoarthritis, we're going to reevaluate the case after the laboratory workup. Dr. Lim, thanks a lot for your consultation. I invested 30 minutes reviewing the past history and the past imaging as well as progress notes. In the face-to-face, 30 minutes, in the documentation, 12 minutes, period.